from Washington, this is VOA News. Russian President Putin questions legitimacy of upcoming Ukraine presidential vote. Former Egyptian President Mubarak gets prison term for embezzlement. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Russian President Vladimir Putin is raising doubts about the legitimacy of Ukraine's upcoming presidential election, but says Russia is moving its troops away from the Ukrainian border to help create favorable conditions for Sunday's vote. During the last day of a visit to Shanghai Wednesday, Mr. Putin said two Russian journalists who were detained by Ukrainian security forces on May 18th are being treated in an unacceptable manner, and says this could raise questions about the legitimacy the political processes in Ukraine could be. Ukrainian authorities say that portable anti-aircraft missiles were found in the trunks of the Russian journalists' cars. Mr. Putin called those accusations absolute rubbish and nonsense. President Putin and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping signed a $400 billion natural gas deal. The 30-year agreement, approved Wednesday in Shanghai, calls for Russia to send gas from Siberia by pipeline to China. After the pipeline is built, the gas could flow by 2018. Vietnam's prime minister held talks with the Philippines president in Manila Wednesday to discuss strengthening defense and maritime cooperation. But the prime minister drew attention over some tough words for China, opposed to what he says are Beijing's territorial violations in the South China Sea. Simone Orendine reports.
Prime Minister Nguyen Tan Dung arrived in Manila following high tensions with Beijing over a Chinese oil rig that Vietnam says is in its territorial waters. The Philippines has also complained of run-ins with China's government surveillance vessels at various disputed outcroppings. Last month, the Philippines protested what it says is a Chinese reclamation project at a reef it claims in the Spratly Islands. Speaking at the Philippines' presidential palace, Mr. Dung said Manila and Hanoi share the same view of the situation. Simone Orendine for VOA News, Manila.
Pakistan's military says airstrikes have killed at least 60 militants in the country's northwest tribal region. A reporter for VOA says the military targeted hideouts in Mir Ali and Miran Shah near the Afghan border. Former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak was sentenced to 3 years in prison for embezzlement. The Cairo court also gave four-year sentences to his two sons. Edward Uranian reports.
Former President Mubarak appeared calm as the judge read out his sentence in the case known in the Egyptian press as the Presidential Palace Trial. The ousted leader and his sons were accused of diverting more than $17 million meant for maintenance of presidential palaces to renovate their private residences. His conviction for fraud could be overturned on appeal. The former president was flown back to a military hospital after his sentence was read out. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
President Obama says the growing allegations of mistreatment of military service personnel at the country's veterans' hospitals is disgraceful and that it will not be tolerated. Mr. Obama summoned the chief of the U.S. Veterans Agency, General Eric Shinseki, to the White House Wednesday. Their meeting came amid calls by some U.S. lawmakers for the general's ouster over allegations that 40 veterans may have died while awaiting treatment at the Veterans Hospital in the western city of Phoenix, Arizona. President Obama says he will not stand for such conduct.
I know the people are angry and want swift reckoning. I sympathize with that. But we have to let the investigators do their job and get to the bottom of what happened. Our veterans deserve to know the facts. Their families deserve to know the facts. Once we know the facts, I assure you, if there is misconduct, it will be punished.
President Obama voiced support for General Shinseki, but said he warned him he would be held accountable. President Obama is deploying 80 U.S. military personnel to Chad to help find more than 250 schoolgirls kidnapped by Islamist militants last month in neighboring Nigeria. The girls were abducted by Boko Haram militants more than 5 weeks ago from a boarding school in a remote area close to Nigeria's border with Cameroon, Niger, and Chad. Their whereabouts remain unknown. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.